Happy New Year, everybody. Let's celebrate with some fearless predictions of what our Convention of States world will experience in the next 12 months. Last year, I predicted that Vice President Harris would get a Nobel Peace Prize to help burnish her image, but it didn't work. And I predicted that Barack and Michelle got a movie deal, which they did, something about the end of the world. So I'm one for two. Perhaps this year will be better. Or worse. This is the Founder's Solution. I'm David Allen Punt. By the by, I predicted on January 2nd that Harvard President Christine Gay would find herself out of a job. And by that afternoon, the media announced that she had resigned. So you could say I'm two for three. I swore I had nothing to do with it. I don't even know anybody at Harvard. Onward with fearless predictions. I predict that the Convention of States Action Organization will convince 7 states this year to pass the resolution, bringing the total to 26. Total needed, 34. But here's the bad news. Congress will get nervous and introduce and approve amendments to cut spending and balance the budget, and then one to build a southern border wall and send all the illegal aliens away to some other country, and then one to declare the District of Columbia becomes the 51st state. It's good news because the entire country will realize how simple and straightforward, while complex, this whole amendment process happens to be. The next step for all those amendments, they have to be approved by 38 states, demonstrating how safe the amendment process really is. Amending the Constitution has been tried 11,000 times in the last 250-odd years. Success, 27 times. Pretty good weeding out process, don't you think? D.C. statehood won't make it. The balanced budget amendment is having trouble getting enough states to ratify. A southern border wall, really? Congress will try to demonstrate that they know how to introduce amendments much better than a bunch of amateurs. And who needs these Convention of States yahoos and their mealy petitions? But we the people do need an Article 5 Convention of States because we amateurs are in charge of the country and our liberty and freedom. And Congress won't pass amendments that really sap their own power. Certainly not the power they've grabbed up through the 6,000 pages of department and court decisions. One final prediction. Congress will also introduce an amendment to set up a permanent committee of state legislators to review all Supreme Court decisions and all agency rules. Nope, I don't believe that one either. We'll have to do it the old-fashioned way. Sign the petition at conventionofstates.com/events, underline petition. In the meantime, drop your legislator a line or an email. Tell him he's doing a fine job, and you hope he supports the Convention of States movement too. I predict he or she will say, "Convention of what?" And he'll ask you for more information, and you'll be able to give it to him. Happy New Year, fellow patriots. Remember, we got a country to save. This is the Founder's Solution. I'm David Allen Punt. We'll be right back.